We began yesterday the sugya in Erevin on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph of Beis HaMenuga. And just to summarize, we said that if a person walks into a Beis HaMenuga and he's carrying Kalim, he becomes Tomei immediately, Bia, when he goes in, and the Kalim become Tomei. But if he's wearing Begadim, then he has to be Shoeh Shir Kedei Achilas Pras. And this was the Shir that we derived from the word Chita. And it's got to be a Pas Chitim. Now what I want to get into today, Buli Neder, but for, when we get to it, is what's Kedei Achilas Pras? Because that has tremendous repercussions in many different contexts. But before that, I want to speak to you about a Mishnah Lamelech. This is a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Tumas Tzaras, Perek Tezayin Halacha Vav. So if you happen to have a Rambam, you could open up to Hilchas Tumas Tzaras, Perek Tezayin Halacha Vav. The source for this distinction between Tumas Begadim, if he's wearing his begadim, as opposed to when he's carrying the begadim, is from the Torah itself. In Vayikra Yedalit, Pasuk Mem Vav, it says, Va'abol Abayis Yitma Ad Ha'orev. No mention of the kelim, which is normally called Kibus Begadim. But in the next Pasuk, Pasuk Mem Zayin, in the same 14th chapter of Vayikra, the pasuk says, "Va'ochel babayis yechabes es begadav." And according to Chazal, we're talking about a case of someone who goes into a Beis HaMenuga and he's wearing begad. And here it says, "Yechabes es begadav."
Just a second, I just need to find. I have the Rambam in front of me. Need to find it. Where is it?
Perek Tes Zion, Halacha Vav.
Oh, right in front of me.
Okay. If it's in front of you, that's a good sign.
Yes.
Now, there are two psukim, as we said before. The first pasuk speaks about Habal Abayis, no mention of his kelim. The second pasuk says Ha'ochel Babayis Yechabes Es Begadav. Here it mentions Kalim. So there are two differences between Pasuk Mem Vav and Pasuk Mem Zayin. One difference is that in the Pasuk Mem Zayin mentions Begadim and the Tumas Begadim. In Pasuk Mem Vav, the Torah completely omits Tumas Begadim. The second difference is that in the first Pasuk, the Torah emphasizes Haba El Abayis. The second Pasuk says Ha'ochel Babayis. He eats in the house. So the Chachamim try to justify this double distinction. And they say the following. The first Pasuk is referring to Nichnas Labayis, right? It says Haba El Abayis. And here the Torah doesn't mention Begadim because the Begadim have the same status as he does if the Begadim are Ba El Abayis. But the second Pasuk is talking about a lovesh bebegadim. How do we know this? Because it says he eats in the house, in his Beis HaMenuga, presumably he's wearing begadim, and it says yechabes his begadav. But the emphasis here is on ha'ochel bebayis. And that teaches me that the yechabes his begadav, the tumas ha'begadim, only applies when he's shoeh shir of achila, when he's an ochel. Again, it doesn't mean that he has to eat. It's irrelevant whether he actually eats in the Beis HaMenuga. But what's relevant is whether he is in the Beis HaMenuga long enough that he could have eaten. That's called Shah Kishir Achila. And now Yechabes is Begadav. Now he has to take his clothes off and he has to be Matire them because they contracted Tumas Negoy. So now we're up to the Mishnah Lamelech. Now, again, the Mishnah Melech is very long. I'm not sure if hopefully what I say you'll see in the Mishneh Lemelech. If I get a chance, I'll read it together with you inside. But I'm just sort of summarizing the highlights of the Mishneh Lemelech, see if you can find it. Minayin lechachamim, how did the Chachamim know that if he goes into the house and he's wearing begadim, that we have a requirement, a precondition of shehiya kidei achilas pras in order for his begadim to become tummy? Maybe I would say that if he goes in and he's wearing clothing and he enters into Beis HaMenuga, his begadim become tummy immediately, even though he's wearing them. Because with regard to both of them, you can apply the pasuk, which is a different pasuk in the same chapter. It says there in pasuk lamed vav, "Velo yitma kol asher babayis." So the pasuk v'abal abayis yitma al ha'orev, which was the first pasuk that we quoted, pasuk mem vav, sounds like he's not mektame his begadim. That doesn't refer to begadim that he's carrying inside the Beis HaMenuga with him, but rather begadim shemichutz lebayis ve'adam shenichnas rak nogea bahem kasheru bifnim ve'heim bachutz. So the Mishneh Lemelech comes up with a very complicated scenario in which the person enters into the bayis, and then while he's inside the bayis, he stretches his hand out outside the bayis and he comes in contact with begadim. And this is a principle called av hatuma metame b'maga ubimasa. So adam anogea bo o anose o anoso. So if a person touches begadim or carries them, he's metame the begadim from the moment that he comes in contact with these begadim, or from the moment that he carries these begadim, and he makes the begadim into a rishon lituma. So let's just try to review the kasha here of the Mishneh Lemelech. The case is where he goes into the Beis HaMenuga and he's wearing begadim. And according to Chazal, his begadim only contract tumah when he remains within the bayis, the Beis HaMenuga, for a shear of kidei achilas pras. Says the Mishneh Lemelech, wait a minute. Maybe when he goes into the Beis HaMenuga, is the begadim should become tamei immediately. Why? Because he has maga or masa, in which he's either touching the begadim or he's carrying the begadim. Either way. And the Torah says, lo yitma kol asher babayis, that anything that went into the house becomes tamei. And now, he became tamei, and he's metamei the begadim, even the begadim that he's wearing on his body. And when the pasuk says habal abayis yitma ela arev, and we said before there was no mention of begadim, of tumas begadim, because we assumed that that's a case where he was not shoa kidei achilas pras and he was wearing begadim, that's not referring to begadim that went in with him, but rather begadim that are outside the bayis and he touches them, and he's metame these begadim, because anava tumah is metame b'magu b'mas, and the begadim become a rishon l'tumah. Now, if you want to see in the Rambam that begadim become a rishon l'tumah if the person who entered into the Beis HaMenuga carries or touches these begadim, for that he says you have to look in a different Rambam, not this Rambam in Tumas Tzaras, but rather the Rambam in Avos HaTumah. He says, Mikol Makom, Gzeres hakosev hi shebetuma zu eino metama. V'rak hashashoa bebayis hakosev mamdeni shu metame b'god. So again, I'm not sure exactly how he answers the question of the psukim, but the bottom line is this gzeres hakosev, that in this tuma of bia bebeis hamenuga, the person does not have the ability through mago masa to be metameis begod. It's only if he shoe kidei achilas pras. That's gzeres hakosev. Fine. Now, let's talk about the shehiyah of kidei achilas pras. As we said over and over again, from our sugya, he's not metame the begodim that he's wearing, unless he shoe in the bayis kishir achilas pras. Pras is a lot more than a kizayis. So the first question that we want to address today, and this is going to be addressed by many, many achronim, is why is the shear of achila, in this case, kidei achilas pras, why not the shear of achila, universal shear of achila of a kizayis? There should have been a shear of kidei achilas kizayis. It says in the pasuk ha'ochel b'bayis, v'kiveh says b'godav, ha'ochel means that achila of kizayis. Now, the truth is that achilas pras is also a time period which defines the beginning of the achila and the end of the achila. It confines it, I should say. That's a good word. Confines it. So if, let's say, the shear of achilas pras would be 4 minutes. So if you eat a kizayis and you start at the beginning of the 4 minutes, you have to complete the achila of the kizayis before the end of 4 minutes. So we could have both a cake and eat it. We could have both. We could have a shear of kidei achilas pras for a kizayis. Now, a shear of zman for achilas kizayis is a lot shorter than the shear of kidei achilas pras. Because achilas pras is more than a kizayis. However, even though the shear of kidei achilas pras is a longer period of time than achilas kizayis, but maybe he's eating kizayis in a faster period of time and he eats the kizayis. So why shouldn't his begodim become tameh? He has already achieved an achila. So you're following what I'm saying, is the shehiyah could be cut down. How much time does he have to be shoeh in the Beis HaMenuga in order for the begodim that he's wearing to become tameh? Let it be kidei achilas kizayis, which could be a shorter period of time than kidei achilas pras. Why does he have to wait there kidei achilas pras? So the first answer that we're going to give is attributed to the Levush Ha'ora. The second is to the Karban Aaron. The third is to the Gur Aryeh. And the fourth is to the Divrei David. The only thing I can tell you about these four Achronim is that they all comment on the Chumash. Although the Korban Aaron is a commentary on the Toras Kohanim, on Vayikra, but that also is a commentary on the Chumash. So Levush HaOra, which is the same author as the Baal HaLevush on Shulchan Aruch, I mean it was his own Shulchan Aruch called Levush, Rav Mordechai Yaffe. So he wrote a commentary on the Torah. And he writes, Shalomdu kein midiyuk ha-posuk. The posuk says va'ochel bebayis. V'lo nichtav stam ve'ha-ochel. So why did the Torah say to connect the achil to the bayis? Mashma shenichtas likvo sham sudoso. He's not just ochel, but he's ochel in the bayis. What's the difference between achila outside the bayis and achila in the bayis? Why is the Torah emphasizing here that the tumas begodim is because he's eating in the bayis? Let him eat outside the bayis. So the Torah could have said v'ochel. V'kibes is begodim. No, ochel b'bayis. The difference is that outside the bayis he eats what's called a suda she'ein bo kvius. But in the bayis, he's koveya suda. And the halacha is that there's no kviyas suda in less than a pras. A pras is four beitzim, let's assume. That's a gigantic machlokas, but let's call it four beitzim. So what kind of achila are we talking about? We're not talking about stam achila, but achila in the bayis. What's achila in the bayis? That's a kviyas suda. And to be koveya suda, you have to eat four beitzim. I don't know, I'm wondering, you know, there are many didim that depend upon kviyas suda. Like, for example, we have to eat three sudas on Shabbos. You have to be koveya suda three times. I mean, does each one have to have four beitzim, according to this levush? I don't know. Now we have the Korban Aaron, which is a commentary on the Torah's Kohanim, Parashas Mitzora. Shemayakosiv ashochev bebayis, mashmashir achila beheseba. So the pasuk says hashochev bebayis, and shochev is a period of time in which you would eat beheseba. So shchiva here is a code word for heseba. And Haseba is a kviyas suda, is achilas keva. Now, in the footnote, he says you have to look at the Ravid on the Torah's Kohanim and the Rashi in the Goyim. Litein shir li ochel kedeshi yochal shochev. That when the Torah goes out of its way to say, it's coming to qualify the achila. That according to Torah's Kohanim, the shir v'achila is kadesh yochal shochev. Bahainu shalom neshay v'achila regila el v'achila shetzricha shchiva v'aseva. So that's the Korban Aaron. So let's just summarize. According to Lavush, we derive this halacha of kedei achilas pras from the fact that it says ha'ochel b'bayis, which implies a suda kvua of dalet beitzim. And according to Korban Aaron, we derive from the fact that it says ashochev, and the word ashochev means that he's not eating a regular achila, but rather he's eating an achila that needs shchiva and aseba, which is called an achilas kva. Now we get to the Gur Aryeh, which is a commentary on Chumash from the Maralmi Prague, and he says the following. For sure, there's no question the word achila means kezayis, but there is an achila which is an achila, and then there's an achila which is an achila of seuda. So whenever the Torah prohibits us to engage in achila, it means kezayis. That's achila. A kezayis is enough to constitute an achila. But if we're not talking about an achila asura, but rather we're just trying to figure out a shiur of how much zman of shehiyah he has in the Beis HaMenuga in order to be metame his levush, then we're meshayer not in an achila, but rather in a su'uda, a shir of achilas su'uda, which is called kidei achilas pras. So basically what I understand for this Maral Prague is that since Achila lends itself to a broader concept, which is called an Achila Gemura, or an Achila Chashuva, if you want to say it that way, and that requires Kedei Achilas Pras, and yet on the other hand, we said that the word Achila could lend itself to a more narrow definition, just a mechanical Maisa Achila, without Chashivus, without Kvius, without Suda. So how do I determine when the Torah uses the word Achila, whether we should go with the basic Maisa Achila, which is Kezias, or an Achila that has a certain level of Chashivus to it, of Kvius to it, which is called Kedei Achilas Pras. How do I know? What's my barometer? So Maral claims the following. If Achila is Aloch in Achila, then it means Kezias. But if Achila is just Aloch in a Shehi Azman of Kedei Achila, then we need a Zman of an Achila Chashuva. And that's going to be Kedei Achilas Pras. Now we get to the Divrei David. That's also a commentary on the Torah. I have it here somewhere. And that's authored by the Taz, whose name was Rabbi David. He says, Mimasha Kosva Torah Shir, Mashva Shebol Hashmenu Shir Shushava Bakol. He says that Achilas Kezias trying to figure out his language here, sorry. He's saying the following. That what's a shear of Kedei Achila? In the case of Kezias, I think if I understand correctly, he's saying it's not Shava Bakol. You can't come up with a uniform shear of Kedei Achilas Kezias, because it all depends on the context. What are you talking about? Eating what? He says, a davish hu bari. I'm sorry. A davish hu birya. He says the shear of achilas bekolshu. You can have a small birya. It has the same status as a kezias, and you could just swallow it in one gulp. He says, the Torah says that we need a shear shushave b'kol. In other words, it's absolute and it's uniform, it's not relative. V'lo shear anoig b'din misuya. He says, im ha-shear u'kidei achilas kezayis. That's not shave b'kol. That's already noig b'din misuya. So it's certain halachos which the Torah prohibits you from eating a kezias, that's what the shear is going to be. But there are other isurim where the Torah says even a kol shu would be also. So the kezias shear is not set in stone. It really changes. But rather, we need a shear that would be shavala kol. And it's not relative to a context of din misuyam. And he says that kviyas suda, which means an achila kvua, that's shava bakol. So we have four different ways of understanding how Chazal came up with this idea that the shear of achila is not kezias, kedei achila is kezias, but kedei achila is pras. Okay. How long is kedei achila is pras? That's the main question. Now, Achilas Pras literally means chatzi kikar, a half a loaf of bread. But how much is a half a loaf of bread, and how long does it take you to eat a half a loaf of bread? So that's going to depend upon what a full loaf of bread is. You know, you can't talk to me about how a shear of a chatzi pras until you tell me what a pras is. So on that we have a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. This is a Gemara later on in Masechta Erevin on Daf Pei Beis. What's a kikar? What's a pras? So Rabbi Shimon holds that a kikar is 8 beitzim. That's what we're familiar with, and therefore a pras is 4 beitzim. And you'll find in Rashi in the Tur and others that the shear of a pras of Kedachil's pras, which is a half of a kikar, is 4 beitzim. A kikar is 8 beitzim. Rabbi Yochanan Broka holds that the shear of a kikar is 6 beitzim, which means that a pras is 3 beitzim. The Rambam, in 2 places, maybe even in 3 places, seems to assume that the shear of a pras is 6 beitzim, which means that shear of a kikar is 6 beitzim, which means that the shear of a pras is 3 beitzim. So Rambam in Shvisas also, the Rambam Machol Sasuris, the Rambam in Tumas Saras. The Rashba in his Torah Sabbais quotes 2 opinions, and the Mishnah Berurah says that Lamaisa La'alocha depends on whether you're dealing with a Doraisa or a Drabbanan. If you're dealing with a Doraisa, we're going to go L'chumra. With a Drabbanan, we're going to go L'kula. So let's take a Doraisa. Are we going to take 3 Beitzim like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, or 4 Beitzim like Rabbi Shimon for a pras? Well, it depends. If you're talking about, let's say, the mitzvah of achilas matzah, which is doraisa, then you're going to take Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that you're going to need to eat the kezias of a matzah within a period of time in which you would eat 3 beitzim. So you go l'chumrah. Now, if you're talking about macholas asuros, so we want to give you malchus for eating a kezayis nevela. I'm not sure what he means, l'chumra. Do you have access to a Mishnah Berurah?
I do.
So if you could open up, perhaps, to Simon. Just get the Simon Tuf Reish Yud Beis, which I think, I have a feeling that's going to be Hilchos Yom HaKippur. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's probably in the last Chelek. Tuf Reish Yud Beis. So he says, in a din Torah we go l'chumra, in a din Drabbana we go l'kula. And what does it say over there? Does it say something about kidei achilas pras in the Mechaber, the Ramah, maybe the Mishnah Berurah? He quotes here Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Ches, but I'm more interested in the Mechaber and the Ramah before we get to the Mishnah Berurah.
This is Halacha Dalet.
So wait a second, John. Let me ask you this. You're reading the Mechaber in Sif Dalet. Tafresh Yud Beis, right? Are we talking about a Chole, perhaps, who's going to eat on Yom Kippur, and we're going to tell him to eat Shiurim, small amounts, so that he stretches out his achila, that the beginning of his kezayis, well, I guess we're not talking about a kezayis, but the beginning of his achila should start at time T1, and the end of that shear of achila should start after kidei achilas pras. Is that what we're talking about, perhaps?
I think so.
Oh, so then my guess is going to be that we're gonna paskin la locha in this context like the Mandiyomer who says four beitzim. Why? Because four beitzim extends your amount of time. So let's say if four beitzim would be, let's say, 4 minutes, and three beitzim is 3 minutes, we're going to require that he finishes his shir of achila 4 minutes later. We're going to slow him down. Stretch it out.
If this is shir achila's part, you always ask him like the second mandama, right?
No, I think the Mishnah Berurah, if we find it in Sifkat and Ches, maybe, he's going to be mechalik between a doraisa and a darabanan.
Okay, let's see. Oh, this is the Mishnah Berurah.
Oh, lefichach. Does he say lefichach?
Does he say
lefichach, or that's where he ends? I mean,
he started by saying, he started with the inyan halacha, and then he says it depends on whether it's a deraisa or a derabbana.
Right, but does he flesh it out for you? Does he? He doesn't bother you. He leaves it to us, or what?
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't.
That's a little disappointing, but I, you know, we can sort of second guess what the Mishnah Berurah has in mind. If you're talking about matzah, I want you to eat it within three beitzim. If you're talking about Yom Kippur, also Doraisa, we're going to talk about four beitzim. So you separate the beginning of the achilah from the end of the achilah by four beitzim. Now, in the case, this is what I was hoping of Macholas Asuris, for example, Nevela. And let's say he's only Chayav Malkus for Kedei Achilas Pras. Oh. So here, we're going to say the following. As far as the Isur Torah, we're going to go with four beitzim. And say that's also included in Achilas Kezayis. But as far as Malkus, we can't give you Malkus unless you ate it within three beitzim. Maybe. I don't know. He doesn't spell it out. Now we have Durabonos. So what's he talking about? Is he talking about, let's say, you know, a zar that ate Truma Sirokos, you know, which is only Durabonos. So we're going to go Lakula, and we're going to say that he doesn't have to stretch out his achila for four beitzim. All he would have to do is stretch it out for three beitzim, because it's only derabbanan. Well, let's say, for example, let's say we would talk about achilas matzah for a katan, which is only midin chinuch, so it's only derabbanan. Maybe the katan, we could be mekil and rely on four beitzim, where we have to be machmir doraisa for three beitzim. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Could be that in chinuch, we have to treat the child as if he was a gadol. So, we got to train him in that way. Now, let's take the case of Beis HaMenuga. In the case of Beis HaMenuga, we say that if you show shehiyah of kedei achilas pras, then his begadim that he's wearing become tameh. So here I would go with Reb Shimon. I would go with the shorter period of time of three beitzim, because we're talking about a chumra doraisa of tuma. That's what it would seem. I wish the Mishnah Berurah had, fleshed it out a little bit more.
Yeah.
Now, is there a Ramah there on that Shulchan Aruch that you just read?
Yes.
Oh.
There is.
And he's going to quote a Rashba?
He does, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
He says that Shir Achilas Pras, that he says Sochakos. That's it.
Ah, he adds the word Sochakos. Very good. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Sochakos, correct?
So the Mishnah Berurah says Kol Beitzim Ben Midui Rebach Ben Lo Beitzim Tum.
That's called Sochakos. Right, Sochakos is larger than Atsevos.
Yeah.
I used to remember the exact ratio. Right now it escapes me just a second. But anyway, there's a certain percentage. So now the Ramah is requiring Sochakos. So he's again going lechumra in the case of Tokedei Achilus Pras in Yom Kippur, in order to be matir starting and finishing, you're going to have to use sochakos, and that's going to be a longer period of time. Now the Mechaber seems to omit the word sochakos, so that's interesting. Now I'm just going to read to you here something that he has from one of the Achronim. He says that the Rama is based on the Rashba. Shemitas habeitzim, he bebeitzim sochakos. That's a larger eggs. Velo bimitzum tomos, not the smaller eggs. Oh, he tells you what is the percentage of a difference. He says the sochakos are larger by 1 over 20, 5% for each beitza. So we're going to multiply that by, let's say, by 4 beitzim. So that's going to be 20% of an increase. Okay, so here he says that in the case of Kizayis Pateachius Pras, we might go Lakula. The Ochel Ochlin Tmeim Beshir Chatzi Pras, Eno Nitma Achi Yochel Chatzi Pras Mi Beitzim Sochakos. Ah, so that's a Kula. If we use Sochakos, in the case of Beis HaMenuga, it's a kula, because his begadim will not become tamei unless he stays there 20% longer. So this sounds like a kind of low plug on a Doraisa level, that once we establish the shear of Chatzi process Sochakos, then that applies straight across the board, even in a case of a kula. Now, let me read to you something else. He says, Kaimalon b'chol achilas isur u'b'chol achilas mitzvah, that we need achilas pas schitim, as opposed to pas siorin. Which I assume he means a su'uda. Let's see if he adds anything in the footnote. Ah, le'inyan chiv bracha. Yishe'enom nechshavos achila rak bi'ochal kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. So we have three categories to which this shear of kedei achilas pras applies. We have Isur, Achilas Mitzvah, and Achilas Rishus. And this is all Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So we have now a Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. He says, Bechol Hadvarim Shemesharim Zman Achilosom Lefi Zman Achilas Kezayis Le'Achilas Pras Lo Nizbayer Lefi Eze Odom Shiaru. Hare yadua shein tivei anoshim shovim. Yesh hamamayar b'achiloso, v'yesh hamaacher b'achiloso. V'imkei yitochen, she'echod shoa kedei achilas pras, reva shoa. Wow, that's, I never heard that. 15 minutes. Echod shoa pochos. Ha'im anidon lefi kol echod lefi zman shelo, v'nimtza sh'shnei anoshim sh'ochlu dvar isur b'zman echad. Echad yischayev malkus v'chaver yipoter. O shema kol zmanom kavua l'fi zman shel odom beinoni. We should take your average person, find out how long it takes him to eat a pras. And the Minchas Chinuch, after vacillating, comes to the conclusion that it's all objective, absolute, and it depends upon Adam Beinoni And his proof is from a Mishnah in Kalin, Perek Yud Zayin. Yesha Amru Lefi Mashu Adam. Lefi Mashu Adam. V'nimnesh Sham, and it's listed there, enumerated Af Melo Lugmav. So when it says Lefi Mashu Adam, that it's subjective, so that is relevant to Melo Lugmav. So you have Og Melech HaBashan, his Melo Lugmav is a lot larger than mine or yours. V'ilu Ashir Kidei Achilas Pras Lo Nimnesh Sham. But in that Mishnah, the Shir of Achilas Pras is omitted. Mash Mash Einu Nimdad, it's not weighed or evaluated Lefi Mashu Adam. El Zman Kavua Lefi Adam Beinoni. That's how the Minchas Chinuch proves his Shita L'Halacha, that there is one uniform shear of Kedei Achilus Pras for everyone. And he brings another raya from a Gemara in Sukkah. Katan Yachol Lechol Kizayis. If he's mature enough to eat a kezayis chita, is marchikim mitzoasa, then his tzoa is a tzoa, and after you can't daven within whatever it is. Omer Rav Chizkiya v'Ushi yachol lechol b'kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. In other words, a katan, his tzoa is only considered tzoa if he's capable of eating a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Ubazev vada yef shalomar sheshiru bekatan atzmo, each child. Sharei eno yochel lechol ela kizayis. What does that mean? Sharei eno yochel lechol ela kizayis. In any event, leaving that question aside, the Minchas Chinuch comes to the conclusion that we would kover kedei achilas pras lefi adam beinoni. And it's interesting, why don't we find, according to the Minchas Chinuch, some shir of zman that's kavua? Nowhere in Chazal do we find such a thing. So the Minchas Chinuch says that kedei achilas pras is either gimel or dalet beitzim, but bechol machol misharin lefi oso machol. Im kein afshin nikva lefi adam benani achsuga machol mishtane velacheni efshel lekvo zman sheyesh shove b'chol machol. Wow, fascinating chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, that it's, if there's no relativity in terms of the person, there's relativity in terms of the ochel, and that's why the Chazal couldn't give it an absolute shear of zman, because it really depends on what kind of ochel you're talking. Okay, then we'll stop here. Have a good Shabbos.